Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And today, guys, we are celebrating with a little champagne. Cheers to 2 years.
Cheers to 2 years.
Cheers.
Cheers, girls.
And we have, from behind the scenes, typically, you've heard us a million times say Kate this and Kate that. We have Kate Wilson from Gershman Mortgage, and she is going to, number one, she's going to interview us a little bit and ask us questions about the podcast for the last 2 years and what we feel, and what's happened, and what we've learned. And then we're going to turn the tables and interview her about marketing, because your title here is
Marketing Director with Gershman for Southwest Missouri.
Yes.
That is right.
So, yeah.
And she knows everything marketing, social media, everything.
That's scary.
So welcome, Kate.
Yeah. Well, thanks. You guys are finally in the hot seat.
I know.
The tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
It feels weird being in front of the camera.
I bet it does.
I always coach people all the time, as you guys know, and I'm like, you know, just don't be nervous. Don't touch the mic. Just did that.
Don't clink the mic with your jewelry.
You know, be natural with your hands, as I'm not being natural at all. Like, what are you doing right now? No, but thank
follow
you so much
your
for
own
me.
Advice.
Yes.
Follow your own advice.
I will follow my own advice for the rest of the episode, but thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome.
It's been so fun just getting to know you guys better and help you with, you know, this really cool project. So
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been.
That wouldn't have happened without you guys. No. Honestly.
I appreciate you saying that.
Well,
you guys are a lot
true.
Of it.
True, because we both had the idea we wanted to do it. If we had had to do all the behind the scenes things that you guys take care of, it probably wouldn't have happened because we're not technical like that. We don't know. It's a lot.
I'm not going to lie. There have been days, and you guys probably have picked up on this, where you're like, oh, crap, Kate is stressed. Something's not going right.
But things change.
Like,
yes.
We expect 3 people come in and there's 4.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's just stuff like that. You got to adjust on the fly. But for the most part, we have it locked down pretty good and know the routine. But things change. Thankfully, I have an assistant, Colton, that helps out. And so it makes things a lot easier for us.
But. And this space has changed so much since we originally came in. I posted something a couple of weeks ago that said this was us in 2023, and now here we are in 2025. And just you've had to buy different equipment. You've learned as
so much. And just upgrading and, you know, sound, light, audio.
Yeah.
I already said that. But
it's really changed.
It's the most important part. So we added some sound panels to the room. You know, obviously always trying to get the best equipment for audio recording just to make things sound good. So we try to stay on top of it. So I know you guys,
we
always have like
job.
A bunch of different things that we just like shove in your face and you're like, okay, let's do it. So you guys are good sports.
We're open to anything.
You're good sports about us, you know, testing out things and being a guinea pig. Yeah. But the podcasting, I mean, and we'll just get into a little bit of my background. Never done anything like that. So when you guys came to me and you're like, we want to start a podcast, can you help? I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But we all figured it out.
We did.
I feel like just like anything else, you got to start small.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One thing at a time. And
all
of us together have learned so much of just adding the one more thing and mastering that. And
we have.
I feel like I've come a long way, and I know you guys have.
Yes.
Just as far as the setup and understanding the different things. There's a lot to it.
And we have added a Riverside platform, which for those of you listening that don't know what that is a like a Zoom system for us to be able to have interviews with people that are not in studio.
Yeah.
So you guys have had to learn that, because from this side of the computer, Angie and I are just, you know, ready, sitting in our chairs like, have you got it set up? We don't know anything what's going on.
I'm just like, I just pray that this works.
So we all have trialed and aired that together.
Very much so.
It's not always here in the studio issues we're having to deal with.
Yeah. The virtual stuff is a little tricky, but like
it
Zoom
is.
And Teams and all these different platforms now that they have really good recorders. So then that takes away the element of figuring out you know, how are we going to video someone right. there and someone here?
Right.
So there's so many different tools that help, but Riverside is a great one. And also if you're doing any kind of video, Riverside can transcribe your videos for you. So a little plug for Riverside. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not an influencer
not?
Or anything. I influence
but
you guys.
But you could
maybe.
Be.
But yeah, so it's a cool tool and it works really well for you guys. I mean, it's nice being able to have episodes with people that aren't here.
Yes.
Just because, I mean, that's like the whole point of podcasting and
it
being
is.
In growing. The internet and that kind
and
of stuff.
Yes.
So being able to, you know, not always have to come here and have guests come here, but do
right.
it virtually as well.
Yeah. It's opened a whole new, all new doors for people that we could potentially, because mm-hmm. there's lots of influential people out there that we would love to talk to, and we have the ability to do that.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just so awesome. True.
Yeah.
So when do you want me to start asking you questions?
Go for it.
Hit it.
We're
ready.
In it?
Yeah, we're ready.
I mean, I feel like we've talked about how you got here, why you got here. Mm-hmm. But I guess what has been your favorite part about podcasting so far? I want to start with something good, something
yes.
positive.
Yeah.
The fun side of things.
For
yeah,
sure.
Because people
yeah.
talk about all the time, oh, I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm like, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just pause a little bit.
Slow
and let's
roll.
Talk about that. So
yeah.
what's been something that's been positive or fun that you guys have figured out?
So for me, I think it's been, number one, the thrill of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we do have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it has kept probably our businesses and our lives and our networking alive mm-hmm. and relevant because we've met so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we have had so many conversations that have really been outside of the realm of, you know, what I do weekly or who I see weekly or even monthly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the best part really have been the people
mm-hmm.
and what we've learned. Mm-hmm. We have learned so
yeah.
much about our community
mm-hmm.
and just about different people that we've interviewed. Like we just did a interview with Great American Title and Angie and I learned stuff in there
mm-hmm.
that we didn't know. So,
right.
you know, you're constantly learning something. What would you say, Angie?
Definitely the stories. There are stories, people we've talked to that their stories have touched me, stories of people overcoming things.
Yes.
And just like you said, the relationships we've been able to build because we do a podcast and we get to meet those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're,
yeah.
some of these people I've known peripherally, but not really gotten to sit down and
yeah.
had a conversation with them. And it's meant so much having that conversation. And I would just say the growth, the growth in what we know.
Mm-hmm.
I learned things from you,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you learned
same.
Things from
same.
Me.
Same, Angie.
But seriously, you know, when you have a brokerage, when you have a business of any kind, I think business owners can start to feel like they are in this bubble.
Yes.
Like there's nobody that has challenges like you do.
Yeah.
Well, newsflash, everybody has challenges.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's just kind of this good, heartwarming thing when you hear people come in that have struggled, who have challenges, and they've overcome those, and they've grown because of it,
mm-hmm.
and we learn from each other. And just, you know, that really is the best part. And I would also say that, you know, another aspect of that is the fact that we have done what we've done for as long as we've done it, and we decided to take a shot and do something different.
Right. Yeah.
And
agreed.
We've been successful at it.
Yeah.
We are recording our 115th episode.
Yeah.
So we're 115 episodes in, 2 years in. And I think that gives me a sense of pride because
mm-hmm.
we decided we were going to do something and we just did it.
Yeah. yeah. And we had no idea.
No idea.
What tomorrow held.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which kind of brings me to my next question, which is what was the hardest part about launching it, that maybe you went into it thinking, oh, this will be easy, but then it turned out being like, oh my gosh, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had those moments.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
Probably the research and the, you know, the background of subjects and of subject people
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that we have had to go to. Sometimes you have to go to extremes
yeah.
and it takes a while to get to the bottom of someone's story, like
mm-hmm.
you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and or a subject that you or I might not know anything about
mm-hmm.
and having to really look into that and
mm-hmm.
and go to websites and then, you know, how Facebook, social media can take you down a rabbit hole. Well, so yeah. can City Utilities website.
Yeah.
Yes.
I learned.
Who would have
yes.
thought?
Right. Right.
Who would have thought?
So that's just an example of just, you know, the research and the time, which, you know, the research then equates to time, how much time has been involved. And Angie and I have lives outside of Gershman Studios.
We
really do.
You don't just live in the office over there?
We don't live, around the corner. And we have brokerages we run, and we have personal businesses we run. And, you know, life also then throws curveballs and complications at you. So the time involved has been surprising at times, but I think our teamwork here, talking about you too, Kate, including you in that, we are honest with each other to say, I've got a lot going on right now, and I can't show up any more than the basics. And or, you know, I'm getting ready to go on vacation, and Angie's going to take over and do the social media posting for that week, and I'll do the same for her. So it really is a partnership.
You know, aside from the technical stuff, because we've kind of talked about that before, that Tanya and I knew nothing about the technical piece of, we know we can talk to people. That's really the easiest part. But not understanding all the technicalities there is of it. And then, you know, I think a lot of people think, I'm going to start a podcast, and that's great, and I don't want to discourage anyone, but like you said, there's a lot of work that we didn't anticipate, because we are committed to putting out a good product.
Right.
If we just wanted to slap something together and say, hey, Kate, come in here and interview us, well, there's nothing to that. But we are, like you said, doing research. We are making sure we're asking the right questions. We're learning, investigating about our guests that week so that we can have a better conversation. And it all takes time. And you have to, it's a second business for us.
It is.
Is there a certain amount of time that you spend per episode kind of preparing or researching a topic or trying to find a guest? Or is it kind of just depends on, I guess, maybe what you previously knew about that versus, I guess, like something that you're already kind of well-versed in?
Right. Yeah, I think it just varies. I mean, like if our topic today is something about contracts, we wouldn't have to do any planning. We could just whip that out, you know, because we know so much. But there are times when we've interviewed guests that I know nothing about that Tanya's introduced me to, and I've got to do
and
a little more
research.
So it just depends on the person, the topic sometimes.
So how do you land on your topic usually? Do you find the because I feel like there's a couple of different ways to do it, and I obviously don't have a podcast, but do you ever like find the person and then you're like, okay, I know this person, they know a lot about something, we need to interview them
sometimes.
And make it fit?
Sometimes, yes. And or it's a relevant topic in our industry and something being talked about right now, and or changes in our industry or in our local market.
Current info.
Yes. And a lot of times it's over a glass of wine at dinner that the best ideas come up. And we both have been known to just start texting each other and say, you know, I've got some ideas. I just need to get this off my head, and we'll talk about it later, you know? So, or first thing in the morning. A lot of times we wake up and fire texts off at 6 a.m. It's like, you don't need to answer this, but I need to get it out of my brain.
I'm glad I'm not alone in doing that. Except for I text my computer at work.
Do you?
So a little bit more, kind of creepy. I'm texting myself. I mean, you're absolutely right. When there's a good idea that pops into your mind, I mean, they go away.
They are gone.
And then you get somewhere and you're like, what was that idea? Why can't I find it? Keeping those things in one place.
Yes.
Being organized, which will just help you guys come up with other topics too, because you can, you know, find complementary topics or break down something even further. So there's plenty to talk about in this industry.
There is.
Plenty. There's really
so
not,
many things.
Let's see. So we talked about challenges. Let's see. So your mission for Simply Authentic started kind of more broad. Now we're focusing more on agents. How did you get to that shift and why?
I think in the beginning, we wanted to keep it broad because we didn't really know. We didn't know what our listenership was going to be. We didn't know. And we wanted, again, the best people at their jobs are constantly learning, constantly growing. And even though some of the interviews we had in the beginning were outside of our industry, they really helped us, because learning about what's going on with lore and regionalism, you know, just knowing that helps us do our job better. And so we just went in any direction we wanted to. And that was kind of by design. We're just going to, wherever the wind takes you, kitten. That's a quote from the Big Bang Theory. But that's kind of where we were. And then, you know, started talking about, okay, now we have to get intentional because we're almost, this conversation started happening over the new year, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where are we taking this? I mean, eventually we want to make money at this. We want to do, and we've got some plans beyond the podcast. Well, to get there, we had to get back focused on what we do best, and leadership in real estate was mm-hmm. kind of just the mm-hmm. obvious.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. And I think the obvious factor of us getting back to talking about real estate and how relevant that is mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. mostly everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't own a home, you're gonna own a home probably in your lifetime. And mm-hmm. or you owned a home and it sucked and you sold it and you now live in an apartment and there's a reason for that, right? Right. Mm-hmm. So I feel like home ownership touches all of our lives in some way, in some mm-hmm. aspect. And with our experience over the years in real estate, we just felt like we have some value to add there to people, to our listeners. And we have such a large real estate community here with our board housing 2,900 realtors plus, and that's just GSBOR, that we have a lot of realtors in this community. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that they're listening, and we hope that they'll be future listeners and that they're learning something.
Yeah. And I mean, so does that basically keep you motivated to keep creating content just because you have all these awesome topics and this value that you're providing to other agents and, you know, lifting people up? Is that kind of what keeps you guys going to do this?
I think so.
Yeah. I love it when somebody says, I learned about whatever on this week's episode, or it was great to hear. I didn't even know about XYZ. Right. You know, those kinds of things. It just fuels the fire, if you will. It just helps us stay motivated to continue to bring great topics. And you mentioned that we just talked to Great American Title. There are so many ancillary services around our industry, mm-hmm. people that we can talk to that have again years of knowledge in specific topics that you and I don't have, mm-hmm. and if we can bring those and get that out to people so that they are better informed, better educated about what's going on in the community that will affect their real estate values. Mm-hmm. We have an episode coming up with Brent Johnson, Greene County Assessor, we will have already published that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people will go back and listen to that because mm-hmm. their tax statements came out. If you don't understand how assessing works, he explains it in great detail. It's a great conversation. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. But those kinds of things that we feel obligated to bring to light.
And I'm like, for somebody that's creating a podcast and wanting to get started in this, what would be something that you would give them as a piece of advice to get going?
Know what? Do your research. Understand what you're getting into. Yeah. Again, I think that if you're going to be, if you're someone who takes pride in a job well done, just thinking, oh, I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants and I'm going to do one or two interviews and I'll have a podcast that broadcasts once a month. It's hard to get a following, and we know this, and we're going to talk about social media when we turn the tables here and talk to you, question you. Just that constant having to stay in front of people because you think people are going to follow you just because we're so charismatic
and they know us.
They like us. They're going to follow us. It's a constant, and you've got to know that. So know what you're getting into. I don't want to discourage anyone, but I also think there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, that's easy. I'm going to go do a podcast because there are so many of them out there. But to do it and do it well, it takes time, it takes effort and energy, and you've got to plan for all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will add that, again, we've been so blessed to have Gershman Mortgage have a studio mm-hmm. ready to go, where when we made this decision, we walked in and recorded immediately.
It helped
a ton. And so not to discount people that are doing this in their basement, because there's a lot of people that do. There's a lot of people that do it from their garage, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of really successful ones that started that way. And those people have grown into being able to set a big studio because they've gotten so famous from it.
Exactly.
So I think anything's possible as long as you're willing to put the time and effort into it. Mm-hmm. And it's not always fun, right? It's not always smiles on our faces and coming in with nothing better to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I would just encourage people to do your research and make sure your content is what you want other people listening to.
Yeah.
And work hard at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are killing it, and I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, truly, I know your industry.
Yes,
that you work in. You do. It's stuff all the time, nonstop, every day.
Yes,
and to continue to be able to do something like this, where you are putting in a lot of time and research and spending time with people, sitting here for 2 hours once a week. I mean, it's a lot. So
it's
awesome that you guys are able to do it and have kind of pushed through the challenges and hurdles and you're continuing to do it. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thank you. And you know, that can lead us into our discussion, because we often come in and we say, Kate, what do we do about this?
Or help us.
You know, help us.
Help, Kate.
I can see it in your eyes.
Right?
I'm like, oh, God. Maybe I'll go to lunch.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm always here to help you guys. And I will preface this, you know, I've been doing this a long time, but I don't feel like I'm necessarily an expert. I feel like I am a jack of all trades. I know a little bit about everything.
Right.
But, you know, I do enjoy giving my two cents and my opinion. And my opinion might be different than some other marketer's opinion, because I feel like marketing is just like this kind of ebb and flow. There's different ways to do it. It's not super clear cut. What works for someone else may not work for another industry, so you really do have to be flexible, which is something that is really cool and that I like about my job, that I get to be flexible and help all different kinds of people, whether it's podcasting or agents starting their business or loan officers that want to make crazy kung fu videos, and I have to be a part of that. So it's all different kinds of things, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
fun. Well, and marketing is always changing.
Always changing.
Just like the Facebook algorithm, where we all woke up and everybody was saying, all my posts got taken down. And I mean, this just happened a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It is constantly evolving and changing. Yep. So tell us, if you are talking to a realtor or a lender or just the common person that is trying to get a business afloat, what are the top five marketing things that they should be thinking about, looking into, or doing?
So I would say marketing and social media, I'm going to kind of group them together.
Okay.
But
okay.
In general, marketing and social media, you need to know your audience. Who are you speaking to? Because when we do, going back to the example of your podcast at the beginning,
yes,
maybe it was a little bit too broad.
Yes.
There's too many people that we're trying to cater to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's just impossible.
It's too much. Right. Yeah.
When you can narrow that down a little bit, then you have a little bit more success, because you're speaking directly to someone that has that particular problem, or you're helping them find, you know, a different way of doing things. So I would say, you know, number one for both of the things is knowing your audience and who you're speaking to, and speak directly to them. Okay. But for the most part, you know, it's always trying new things. Mm-hmm. So testing things out, being not afraid to try different things. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously video has become everything on social media.
Yes.
People that were too scared to try video and, you know, aren't doing video now, they're left behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too hard to kind of break back into that if you hadn't been doing it. Because, I mean, we're talking about that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. You know, when all these social media platforms, you know, release all these different tools and these new features, you guys just have to kind of be in there trying different things. So, you know, whether that's posting to your feed, posting to a story, or trying a reel, just creating different types of, you know, marketing pieces that people want to see. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back to video all the time, but video is king on the internet right now. If you're not doing it, you need to be doing it. So,
and Kate, break that down for us. So are you talking about me taking a selfie video of I'm Tanya Murfin, realtor, blah, blah, blah,
so
or
so
reels?
Much. Yep. A little bit of talking head. So we use talking head as, if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to record about the top 10 things to do when you buy your home. So it's valuable information, but the way that you display it can kind of increase your engagement. So when you're just sitting here talking to the camera, it's not very personal. You don't have, you know, pretty things in there maybe. Mm-hmm. You're just in a studio. It's just you. Mm-hmm. When you can change how you're filming it, so maybe you're walking through a house and you're going to film the top 10 things. Mm-hmm. It just puts you as that local expert in a home versus you sitting here wherever I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So be thinking about things like that when you're doing video. obviously you can do things that are beyond speaking. So like different kind of B-roll video where you're going to go into a house and you're just going to pan and get a video of a really beautiful kitchen. Mm-hmm. You can use that by itself and write a good caption. You can put text on the video and use that. Mm-hmm. You can put that to your story. So all these different types of videos that you create can be released anywhere on social media, but primarily as a story or as a reel.
Okay.
Reels, Facebook, Instagram, that's their video.
Okay.
Their short form video, I would say. It's 90 seconds or less. TikTok obviously is a whole nother beast that is only video. And I think those can go up to 10 minutes now. But for the most part, you guys know people are watching that short form content.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about YouTube later. But going into YouTube, they have shorts where that's, I think, 60 seconds or less. And then they have their full length where you can go on and, you know, watch longer YouTube videos.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So what is the, describe a reel. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us have learned how to put it together now. What are the best tips you can give to get the most views possible? And is it just your friends and your followers seeing that? Or does that go outside of your friends?
So if you're like if you're posting just to your private Facebook page where somebody has to send you a friend request, only your friends are going to see that. You can now create creator accounts on Facebook and Instagram, which that's going to be your true like influencer kind of account.
Okay.
So you're not private. People don't have to request to follow you or anything. Anyone can find you, which, you know, there's certain things now where we have to be careful with privacy.
Pros and cons,
And, you know, sharing kids and that kind of thing. Everybody does it differently. But for the most part, if you don't have a private account and you're a creator account, anybody on the internet can find your stuff.
Okay.
So when we're going back to talking about videos, we're thinking short form. We're trying to keep these really short and snappy. So we're getting like 5-second clips, even shorter than that. So, you know, a clip of you, a clip of the house, a clip of you getting into your car, different kind of settings that keep the people engaged of like, okay, wait, where she's going now? Wait, what was that in that video? I didn't catch that. She walked into where?
Right.
You're just like, you have to watch it a few times.
Right.
But watching it a few times, you know, you're getting views.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So breaking up content like that, you know, The talking head videos can be good if you break them up. So like what you guys do for your podcast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could release this 25-minute episode just as one video.
Right.
Is anyone going to really watch 25 minutes? Probably not. Maybe, you know, people that really love us that really want to hear it.
Right. Yeah.
But for the most part, people want to see, they want to see what we're talking about, but they don't want to watch 25
in
minutes.
Short form.
They want to watch 30 second. They'll watch 15, 30 second clips.
You're right.
Right.
They will.
Yeah. You're right.
So it's just thinking about those types of things and keeping things short, not saying that you can't put a 5-minute video on Facebook and people will probably watch it, but you just have to be thinking, going back to your audience, knowing your audience and speaking to them, you need to know what they want and what they are consuming. And it's short form content. So reels on Facebook and Instagram are really great for filming those types of things. And it doesn't always have to be a long video or a complete sentence. You guys know this, like podcasts, they'll release maybe like one sentence out of a whole episode, and they want you to go back and watch that longer video, but that short video is teasing you to go watch the longer one.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways where you can kind of play around with short and long, where you're posting that, the caption, and going to, even into thumbnails, like on YouTube, making that thumbnail really eye-catching. So when somebody's searching for the topic that you guys are talking about, they're gonna be like, oh, that's a cool thumbnail. Like, you know, what is that? Something out of the box maybe. So all those kinds of things. That's such a, I feel like it's such a broad answer, but marketing and social media, there just is so much to it. But yeah, you know, trying different new things with social media and kind of staying on those trends, it's important to kind of stay on top of it. Cause I mean, you can fall behind kind of quickly and it's just hard trying to learn your way through whilst everything that hasn't come yet is still coming.
Still coming and changing.
So, and you know, AI is coming. So if we can really master some of the social media stuff and then move to AI, I think that will be the best kind of plan forward.
Yeah. So Kate, right there, I'm going to stop and we're going to pause for a short break. Okay. A word from our sponsor.
Great leadership isn't about a title. It's about influence, impact, and the ability to navigate change with confidence. Many leaders struggle to communicate their vision, inspire their teams, and make strategic decisions that drive results. Without the right tools, performance and progress can stall. That's where iChem help. I'm Angie Mullings. With decades of experience, I can deliver a dynamic keynote and conduct hands-on workshops that equip leaders to lead authentically and create lasting impact. Ready to invest in a more engaged and high-performing team? Reach out today to schedule a consultation.
Okay, we're back. So you mentioned AI. So how is that affecting marketing? And tell us the best tips you could give at this point.
Well, it's making my life a little easier. Okay. But also, at the same time, not necessarily harder. It's just more to keep track of.
Right.
More things to learn, which
yes,
I love my job here because I have the ability to learn whatever I want to do.
Right.
If I want to go get a drone license and fly a drone, I'm going to go do that. Yeah. And they empower me to do that, which is awesome because yes, then I can share that with you guys and other people.
Yes.
But AI is, I mean, it's coming. It's already here. They say that there's a 2 to 3 year runway even from now. But, I mean, you guys know this. Like, I use it daily. I don't know if you guys use it daily. There's a ton of different marketing professionals. Yes. I mean, across all industries, people are using AI.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, finding out information about your customer data or figuring out information about who you want to target or what the heck do I write to this email of this unhappy customer and because I am scared and don't know that my own words are going to be very nice right now.
Write this
in a way that it doesn't come off like I'm going to jump through the screen and grab your throat.
Make this sound nice, AI.
But I mean, I use AI for content creation, script writing, email writing, some image generation. So like the other day I gave a presentation at the board about AI, and I use the example of landscaping. So if you have clients that just bought a new house that has no landscaping, you're like, you're not a landscaper. Maybe you don't know the types of plants.
Right.
Well, you can take a picture of the house, upload it to AI. I use ChatGPT, and you say, hey, you know, I want to do different types of maybe wildflowers in Missouri, throw in some, you know, ground cover, whatever. Show me what you can do. And it took, I used a picture of my house when I bought it, and then it put this picture of all these flowers and this beautiful walkway and all this different stuff.
Wow.
So it helps you kind of visualize something that maybe isn't there now.
Right.
But, you know, there's also social media AI platforms where you can tell it, hey, I want 20 posts a month about X, Y, and Z, and it will put those out for you. It'll connect to all your different social platforms. It does posts, stories, reels, all kinds of things. A lot of that stuff is kind of AI generated as far as videos and images go, which just for me, because I'm constantly shooting video and I'm constantly taking pictures, I would rather do that than use an AI generated photo.
Agree.
But for some people that they're not comfortable with video, they don't want to go do that, that's an option.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's going to look better than nothing.
True.
At the end of the day. So I would say, and I would encourage people, if you're going to be using AI, you know, kind of start small, but daily practice is going to be a game changer. And also pay attention to your style. If you, you know, asked it to create you an image or a video and it looks like crap, don't post it. I mean, people are going to tell that it's AI. And and I know I just said something is better than nothing, but we do need to be careful. You can prompt it further, like, you know, make it a little bit more futuristic or make it less futuristic, however you want to tailor it. But it will kind of tailor things to you. But yeah, you just kind of have to keep the human touch on it. It's people are like, you know, your job is going to go away, which, I mean, a lot of people's jobs may go away because of AI.
Sure.
You know, I think of customer service and that type of thing. But at the end of the day, a lot of our industries, they need the human touch.
They do.
They cannot do this without us.
Yep.
Right.
Our brain, our experiences, things that, mean, a robot hasn't experienced the things that you guys have. It may know what you know.
Right.
But it's different. Like, an experience versus just reading something is completely different.
It is.
Right.
So AI, the robots, they're going to need us. So maybe we're just going to go to battle.
Some capacity. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a battle. I don't know. I think there's some movies out there that, like, I don't know.
We don't want to watch those. Yeah. We don't want to watch those. So let's talk just a little bit about YouTube. I know, you know, YouTube is one of those things that we, you know, this episode will be on YouTube, but we haven't done a lot with YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I know you just have some peripheral knowledge about that. But what are your thoughts on YouTube?
I like YouTube. You know, I think it's great for podcasts specifically because, and for me, I like to listen to podcasts, but if I can see it, I'm just like, I need to see them. Mm-hmm. I like to see, I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah. That's we're all different.
Some people really,
what we,
some people really can just listen to it. obviously I can't sit at my desk all day and like watch my favorite podcast. They'd be like, yeah. "What are you doing today, Kate?" And I'd be like, "You know, I'm learning
watching TV."
But YouTube is just great for long form, but also going back to short form, they have shorts where these short clips of podcasts actually allow you to get more reach for your podcast because it's easier to consume. Where I think a lot of people make the mistake of skipping the shorts and they skip breaking out their podcast and they're like, I'll just, you know, we recorded the full episode. We're just going to post it. Like people will go there, but you're kind of missing the boat of being able to chop it up and then put it on YouTube as well. So similar to chopping up clips to put on Facebook and Instagram or TikTok, rinse and repeat. You can do that on shorts as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that they actually just released a new tab under YouTube where it's like under your YouTube account. If you select that you're a podcaster, it will allow your videos to be shown under the podcast tab. So it might be something that you guys look into in your account details to make sure that you are setting yourself up to get the most amount of reach. Because there are different, and this goes with Instagram and Facebook as well, there's different settings in there that you can adjust and tweak a little bit that will allow you to get a little bit more reach and engagement. But, you know, without doing a little bit of research or having someone like me to sit down and talk with, you're not going to know that. You're just going to be like, well, why the heck is no one seeing my crap? There's different things you can get around and play with in YouTube. But yeah, those shorter videos are going to be really good for promoting your episodes and just helps the algorithm understand like, hey, I'm a podcaster. Start getting my message out a little bit. So it just helps bring a little bit more views to your videos. And then going back to the thumbnails, we talked about that. Catchy thumbnails. The more kind of eye-catching graphics that you can use on YouTube, the better. Because we are talking about the long-form video. So you just need something to grab them in initially. Thumbnails are great for that. I like your guys' intro to your podcast is really good. So things like that where you're not just going into the conversation. You're kind of adding a little bit of your brand voice and then prefacing the episode. I think that that's a really great way to do it. And then another thing is with the longer-form videos on YouTube, you can do chapters or like timestamps. So if we wanted to break up this episode by each question that we asked on your YouTube, you can go to the timestamp of when you asked that question and mark. So if someone's going to this episode and they only want to talk about AI, they're going to skip our 15 minutes of our conversation and just go to AI. So that might be another way to, you know, get people on there that are looking for specific things within a topic. It might, you know, increase the reach. Because then they're like, okay, well, I didn't know that maybe this topic was going to go into this one, because we go into offshoots all the time on episodes. So, you know, labeling the chapters of that episode can kind of help, you know, give the information to the people that need it.
That makes sense. And then you can look through all of those.
And I did see just a statistic that there are 70 billion people a day watching shorts. It's just, I mean, it's insane the amount of traffic that videos on the internet get, which is just insane. But if that doesn't fully reinforce of, you know, getting on there.
Use of video.
And it's, you know, going back to kind of the social media tips and marketing tips, it's being consistent. You guys talked about that in the first part of our conversation, but even with creating these videos, like how we had the idea of maybe taking the first 20 episodes that you guys had, cutting those all up into videos, and then just releasing those once a day for however long it takes. If you have video in your back pocket, you know, a bank of videos, then you might as well use it because the information is still probably going to be relevant. We can take out, you know, the stuff that was maybe specific to Springfield for that time period. But that's going to give you more content that you can release consistently. And that's the biggest thing with marketing and social media in general, is just being consistent with it. You know, I hate to see like when people, they'll film like one video, post it, it gets great engagement, and then they don't do anything else. I'm like, you were on this up, and then it just went straight down. So the consistency allows you to keep chugging up a little bit. But, you know, going back to being on social media, you have to engage with people. So it's like this twofold thing of like posting and then engaging, because you don't want to post a ghost. You need to be present. It's a social platform. It encourages conversations. It benefits you and your content when you're on there engaging with other people too. And that's probably, that's honestly the hardest thing for people, is being consistent and engaging. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are not on social media engaging. You need to get on there, please.
You do.
You really do.
It's imperative.
You really do. And it's, and it, you don't have to reinvent the wheel for this. It's meaningful comments and being authentic. If you see something you like, don't just scroll past and be like, oh, I like that. Go comment it. Comment. Hey, I like this was awesome. Where did you find this? How did you find this place? Where, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just be a human.
Yes.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Be social. It will help. It really does help, because then you interact on that person's stuff, then they start to see your content more, and vice versa. And then it's just this entire web of interacting with each other and building a social network, which is the entire point.
It is. Right. I, from personal experience, I know how hard it is to start to get good at consistency.
Yeah.
And Angie and I with podcasts, we know that because we've spent 2 years churning over posts every day. Yeah. But in my real estate business, I knew that there was a point in time that I just had to do it. And I got into the habit. So once you, it's just like any other habit.
It is.
Once you form the habit, it's like this little person on your shoulder saying, you haven't posted this week. Or you're out showing houses and you have this beautiful view. There's content in every house everywhere we go into. And sometimes we're showing 10 houses at a time, right? Yeah. So you just have to remind yourself everywhere you go in our world, there is something to show everybody of what you did today.
And that kind of content does really well. We're talking about the lifestyle content.
Yes.
People are like, I don't want to be an influencer. And I get that. Yeah. I don't want to be an influencer either.
No.
But do you have your phone out at the coffee shop? Probably so.
Yes.
Could you take 2 seconds and just take a video? You probably could.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that takes away the, I don't have anything to post today.
Exactly.
Well, you ain't got a good coffee. Exactly. I saw you were there.
Yeah. And you are, in turn, sometimes promoting a local business.
Yes which they love.
They tag love. Them. They, tag them.
That's free advertising. Like, you would love someone to advertise your...
Yes.
It's reciprocal. And it is. It just, especially local. Local content does so well. If you can just put yourself out there, go try something new, other people connect with that. That's one of the biggest things about social media is connection and, you know, interacting with people that you know and like and trust, and then connecting based on hobbies and things that you guys have in common, just common interests. That's, again, going back to the human connection. Like, we all have different interests, but the easiest way to connect with someone is on outside things.
It is.
So if you can bring that in, you know, I would never say that you need to post only about real estate. I would say never do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If anything, post more about your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Because you will attract more people that way. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a realtor.
Yeah.
So I would say like 80-20 lifestyle real estate, just because that honestly feels more natural.
Yeah. It does. Agree.
And it just, it's easier for you guys to think of things to post about, even though you are going into houses all the time. There's so much more to talk about.
Yes.
Beyond that.
Yes.
As we start to kind of wrap up, I want to be sure and leave our listeners, if there is one word that you take away from today, I would say consistency is it.
It
really is. It is. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You just have to be, if you're going to do mailers, be consistent in doing mailers.
Right.
If you're going to do social media, be consistent in social media.
Yep, right.
And I often tell people, don't get overwhelmed. My new agents, I say, don't get overwhelmed. Learn Facebook. If you're not good with social media, just do Facebook.
I'm
or
so glad
do,
you said that.
Yeah. I mean,
people come in my office all the time. They're like,
yes.
They're like, I need to be on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Yeah. Just start with the one.
Start with one.
Because then once you master the one thing, then you're like, okay, I can do it. I did that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go do something else.
Yes.
And then you don't forget that skill. You just carry it forward.
Exactly.
And then you can apply it down the road.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. And then to the point about just being yourself, you know, I always tell people, find something that you like. If your deal is dogs, you know, then...
Are you talking about me?
If you, I am. Her deal is dogs.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. I got too many
dogs. You've got two puppies.
I do. I have two
fresh puppies.
Baby.
Yeah.
Like, they're 4 weeks old.
Oh, yeah.
They're still eating, like, powder formula, so I'm having to mix their formula. It's it's a lot, but it's
a lot.
And you foster, right?
I do foster. Yeah. I do. I have three of my own dogs, but I do foster through Rescue One.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were taking a break, but the break is over.
Get a little promotion there, because you're going to have two puppies you need to get rid of.
I know. They're
to new homes.
Yeah. They don't. They can't get their shots till 6 weeks, so they've got a few weeks. But yeah, if you are looking for cute little Catahoula mix puppies, they are so sweet.
They're
so
adorable.
Sweet. Yes. But yeah, find something. I often give the example of Gina Callahan, my office, where mm-hmm. her primary photo is with a dog. And don't be afraid that you're going to eliminate some potential clients or, right. you know, because they're not your people.
Yeah. yeah.
If they don't like dogs, in Eugenia's case, they're probably not her people.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, if you like, I have a new agent who loves the outdoors, and so he wants to connect on that level. You know, yeah. I'll help you explore the outdoors and help you find your new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find what you, so that you can be genuine, yes. authentic with that.
Totally.
And yeah, just as Kate said, you just have to do it. You just have to take the step. Get rid of the fear and just put yourself out there and and be consistent with it.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today,
Kate. Of course, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for all the behind the scenes and all the help and all the advice and the endless hours you've spent with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anytime. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we want to thank you for listening. We hope that you take something away from today. And if you did, or you know someone who could benefit from what we talked about today, then please share this episode. And as always, follow us. And if you think you follow us, please be sure that you follow us.
Double check that you follow us.
Because some people think they're following us when they have just liked us, which we appreciate that as well.
Yes.
But we really would appreciate you following us.
Yeah. And thank you, Gershman Mortgage, for recording with us today. We'll see you next time. Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.